views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Yes, we have entered the circle of...
Be careful where you go. We've entered the circle.
Yeah, we have entered the seventh circle once again. It is, wow, December 9th. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Holy moly.
I'm kind of glad that it's like going really fast. Because I can't wait till 18 gets over.
I know.
Just speed it up a little bit more.
Get out of 18 alive. What a hell of a year this has been.
And it doesn't stop.
It's just incredible. We've had another family member who's in deep trouble in a car wreck over in Missouri.
No.
It's just been one thing or another this year. I mean, I don't know what to say.
And we're not the only ones, unfortunately. It's just crazy.
Yeah. So, anyway, my name is Mark Kent. I'm your host once again for Sovereign Mind Radio, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting and everything else.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Red Smith's not here, so we don't have to do that crap.
Oh, good. Cut the
shirt. So, the drill, the spun in the mountain of fiat current, you know, yeah, correctness gone wild and, you know, piles of steaming stuff. And so, with that said, Ashley poises over the dump button with ninja-like dexterity, something like Kwai Chain Ashley, and she's here with us too, our great gal and producer and trusted soundboard operator, and she's, yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So... we're here in the great state of Jefferson once again. I think we have our caller on
the line. And we probably want to get to him since he can only be with us for a short time.
And maybe we can, I didn't have time to pull up a bio on him, because I don't know how to spell his last name.
B-E-R-G.
B-E-Q-U-A-M.
Q-U-A-M.
A.M. It's a strange...
Frontline America.
It must be French or something.
I don't know. We can ask him. He is on the line right now.
Are you on the line with us, Ben?
I am right here.
Are you French?
Norwegian.
Norwegian. Oh, see, I didn't...
Viking.
I couldn't recognize it because you didn't have a double G in there or anything.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. So when they came over, the original name was Vium in Norway, and then Berkvam. And when they came through Ellis Island, they wanted it to sound more American, so it was changed to Berkvam. So it's actually Berkvam, so which would make it a little more noticeable. But yeah, anyways.
Well, there you go. Well, you have the talk show. I don't know. We're having trouble with our phones here.
Yeah.
You have the talk show Frontline America, and you are on what radio station are you on? I'm kind of struggling.
Talk Radio 1680 KGED, the Salem affiliate out of Fresno.
Oh, I see. I was thinking I saw the KGED, and I was thinking San Francisco, but you're down in Fresno.
Right. I think that's KQED.
Okay. I thought I recognized. something here. I see my grandson has been on my computer and has logged in on my Facebook account, so I can't get to my stuff.
Well, they wouldn't be doing anything.
Yeah, no, I see what's happening here. I have to get over to the right one. Anyway.
It's really slow today anyway. But anyhow, we wanted to have him on.
Yes. You're going to be at the Tea Party tomorrow night, the Patriots meeting?
I will be virtually there. They're having me on through the virtual app that they have. And so I'll be speaking, taking questions, talking about my time down in Tijuana and the Fight Sanctuary State movement and the sedition, treason that's going on in California and across the country with the leftists that are aiding and abetting these criminal aliens. And so I'll be there. And then it looks like I'll be back in person sometime in January. There's something going on. And so as long as we can get the schedules coordinated, I'll be back up in person in January.
Oh, that'd be great. Nice. That'd be great. Like I say, I just had time to barely touch on some of the stuff you're doing. I did watch part of the video where you talk about going down in Tijuana and how the whole thing is, basically a sham, invasion, promoted by leftists. Maybe you can start with there, and then we can, give us a little background on how you got started, and then we'll start in on that.
Sure. Well, I was born in 19. I'm just kidding.
Humble beginnings.
Goes back a long, from the beginning. It goes back a long ways. No, but it kind of is. I was born in Dallas. My parents are missionaries in Africa, Sudan Interior Mission. So we travel around the world. Came back to California. We were supposed to be here for 3 weeks, and that was 25 years ago. And growing up, my dad is a pastor. My mom was a nurse and patriotic parents. In a patriotic part of the state, much like the state of Jefferson. We're just one county outside of what hopefully will become the state of Jefferson down here in Fresno County. And grew up with the right perspective on the blessings that we have in this country, in particular because I've seen other countries and have lived that and know what third world looks like. Smells like, tastes like, all the rest of it. And so I got involved back in college, started a young organization called Patriots for America's Independence. And then I did a lot of things in between there, got my degrees and all that. I was really called back into it about 2 years ago. I just felt the Lord guiding me back to stand back up with really two goals in mind: shine light in the darkness and expose the lies of the left and raise up the Christian conservative remnant that's left here in California. And through that, started Frontline America, which that's what we do. We go out, expose the left, and raise up the next generation of warriors. And then with that, also became the spokesman for the Fight Sanctuary State initiative, where we are working to make it not just overturn the sanctuary state law, but make it criminal for anyone who passes sanctuary policy and breaks their oath to uphold the Constitution. So that's my primary focus. And within that, I've been doing a lot of work with this caravan because it all ties together. Everything that we're fighting, whether it's all across the country and actually globally, this war we're in a cultural civil war in America, but we're really in a global war between the godless, globalist, anti-American, anti-sovereignty leftists and the godly or righteous nationalists, people that actually believe in the rule of law and want to protect the Constitution. So that's really the focus that I went down to Tijuana with. I've been working with a friend of mine, Paloma for Trump, Paloma Zuniga, who lives in Tijuana. And so I've gone down twice now. First time was when the first wave of the caravan came through, and that was the transgender, homosexual contingent of it. And they actually, when we went down there and interviewed them, we actually got to the house where they were being housed. And from what I understand, they've actually been granted asylum, those 80-some-odd people already in America. We went down, and the irony of it was they had to leave the caravan because they were being persecuted. So this group that's supposedly fleeing persecution was persecuting these other members of the group, and so that group had to leave, which we know it's just political correctness trying to push the social narrative of the homosexual culture and all of that. And so they were pushed out, so we went down, interviewed them. And this last weekend, I really wanted to go down and see firsthand who's behind this, what are the forces at play? Are these people that are coming, we've seen them burning flags, we've seen them playing their own flags, but I wanted to meet him firsthand. And so we spent a couple of days. I was there Sunday and Monday last week, and actually met the woman who everybody knows from the pictures, who was running with her two twin daughters from the tear gas. Her name's Maria, with her kids, their daughters that had no shoes or pants on, and met her and her five children. She actually has five, not just two. Who was actually after that. So you have CNN pushing this whole thing. Oh, how terrible America is for shooting tear gas at this lady. Yet we go down there a week later, and she's still living on the streets with these five kids. You'd think the left, if they actually had cared about her or any of these people, that they would actually do something to help them.
Well, I don't think they really care about these guys at all. I think they're victims as well of this whole, you know, what I like to refer to as the New World Odor. Yeah, because that's what it is. It stinks. The whole thing stinks.
It is. Yeah, and so that's what I came away with. There are some bad people involved in the caravan. There are criminals. There are MS-13 members. There's a whole bunch of unknowns. You know, there are people, and that's the whole point of sovereignty and securing our borders, so we know who's coming in. But there are a lot of people in there that we just don't know, but there are a lot of people, and the left, you know, the communists, they call them useful idiots. They were actually, several of them that we asked along the way said that they were receiving advertisements in Honduras and Guatemala specifically for the caravan, inviting them to come join, and enticing them that they were going to get to America and be able to cross. And so this is, and that's what I came away with. There are a lot of people in it that have been lied to, and are basically just following because they saw an opportunity to get out of the hell that they were living in at home. The real enemies, the real criminals behind this are the leftists that are mobilizing it. That's Pueblo Sin Fronteras, the UN, the globalist contingent of the UN, and then many groups across America, United We Dream, Move On, George Soros' Open Society Foundation. He's really the spearhead behind a lot of it. It's the funding that is going to a lot of these organizations are coming from a lot of his organizations. And that's really the story behind this, is the continuation of the leftist undermining of American sovereignty, which has been going on for decades. But, you know, you have to see it firsthand sometimes to just speak with clarity on it. So,
well, it's nice to that's see, why I went you down. Know, it's nice to hear from somebody which actually on the ground in there. And, you know, you have to have some sympathy for the people that are just trying to get a better life. I mean, I totally get that. And, you know, like you were talking in your video about the daughters, I mean, or, you know, the children. And the children are just victims of this as well. And you know what this does is this whole thing is just promoting a class of slavery or an underclass. You know, they let all these people in and everybody's wages go down. And what happens is the American wages suffer. And so it just becomes that everybody suffers from this across the board. And you can't let everybody in the world in because we won't have a country that has any standard of living at all other than a third world country if we don't have some kind of regulated, controlled immigration system.
Absolutely. And that's the point of it, is, you know, America can only bless others because we have the ability to bless. And as soon there's a limit to that. Now, the reality is that should be based on our own personal decisions. There is no positive rights are unconstitutional, and you have no right to steal from me to give to somebody else. But we should be able to bless, and America does. We give more than any other nation. We give to charity. We give to missions. We give to these organizations that go to the places really where the help is needed in those countries. What we don't need is a rush on America, which is what the left has designed.
Right.
And that's what they're using this. They're trying to create this narrative. When in reality, like you said, they don't care. They don't care about Maria's daughters. And it is. You cannot go down there and see these 3- and 4-year-old children with no clothes on and just dirt all over them, living on the streets and without, and the smiles on their faces without having compassion on them. Now, I blame some of the parents for putting their kids in harm's way, but at the same time, you look at the situations their parents came from, and I get it. You know, if I had no other options and somebody came to me and said, come with us and we'll give you food and water along the way,
sure.
You might do the same thing, but the point is, America cannot be we cannot accept every poor person in the world, or else we will just become the same as everywhere else in the world. And that's what the left wants.
Yep.
They want us. They want to tear down what's made America great. They want to tear down our ability to bless and equalize poverty around the world.
I think really what they're trying to do is by dumbing down everybody and getting rid of the constitutional values that we have, which, you know, people that are coming here need to assimilate to be Americans and understand self-determination, you know, self-governance, you know, that the government serves us and not the other way around. Otherwise, what happens is you get a whole bunch of people that think that government is the answer to all of the problems, and they're actually the big problem themselves. And so what we do is we create a society across the board that becomes subjects as opposed to sovereign citizens if we're not, you know, vetting the people that are coming in and making sure that they understand the process and the requirements and the responsibility to actually assimilate into a self-governing system.
Absolutely. And that's one of the most frustrating things is we've got to – I actually confronted Gavin Newsom on Friday here in Fresno, who has no business swearing an oath that he's already broken. But we've got leftists down there. I ran into these National Lawyers Guild. They actually tried to shut us down from action. We were down there. The Mexican people were, some of the Tijuana residents were trying to find housing for Maria and her family, and then hopefully either get her a job in Mexico because she's been offered asylum there, or get her back to Honduras safely. And while we were doing that, we were approached by the National Lawyers Guild and basically told we couldn't be down there. They didn't like it because I was wearing the shirt that said CNN is fake news, and that was what brought them in. But they're down there providing legal advice to these people on how to break our asylum laws. And you made a great point. So my wife, she came from communist Laos. Her family escaped communist Laos. They had to be sponsored for one when they came, and it took them years to get their citizenship. When you sit through that process, and when you see people who have to go through, take the test, and really the look in my wife's eyes and the other people's eyes when I was sitting in there as they were swearing an oath of allegiance to this country, the pride that they had in that. There's something incredibly powerful in that. When you come to America with the right mindset that you are coming to America to become an American. And that's the unfortunate thing that the left wants to get rid of, this idea that there are no borders. You know, towns without borders is Pueblo Sin Fronteras. And this is an American organization, American-started organization. This is what the left, the Marxist left in America want. They want to tear down the fabric of our society, create chaos, and ultimately try to undermine our Constitution so they can take over with their Marxist.
Yeah, they don't want us to have God-given rights. They want us to have government-given rights because government can take them away from you if they're given to them. That's why the whole thing's predicated in Marxist society on that the state is the all-powerful, you know, all-knowing, all-seeing eye that basically tells you how to live your lives as opposed to, you know, taking your allegiance from God who gave you your rights. And people get that confused that, you know, well, you have to believe in God. You know, I'm not religious. Well, the real deal is that what you have to understand is if God gives you your rights, and only God can take them away, and it gets that out of the hands of government control.
Right, and that's the thing. You can be an atheist and still benefit from God-given rights.
Yep,
that's a great point. And that's why we're down there. And the key is that the American people have to see this. They have to see it firsthand. They have to see who the true enemies are.
Yep.
And it's enemies on every level. It's the leftist organizations. It's the leftist politicians. It's the media that is
the enemy of the people.
And they're all working together right now in a coordinated effort, not just to attack our president, not just to attack our sovereignty, but to attack our Constitution and the founding of this nation. And if we don't wake up, we're going to lose this entire country.
I think we are waking up, and it's through a lot of the social media outlets, radio stations like yours and programs like this and our station that we've been doing here for a long time. People are starting to wake up because they're starting to realize that they're being lied to, and there is a narrative that's put out by the fake news, and they are the enemy of the people because
they're starting to see that the truth coming out
right.
because of everybody standing up.
Right.
You know, and it's helping, and we're spreading the word. Truth spreads pretty good.
Well,
you know?
That's right, and I think you're absolutely right, Ben, that if we don't stand up and we don't start doing something, will we lose our country? Yeah, absolutely, inevitably, because of our lack of participation in a self-governing society.
Right, and allowing the fraud and everything else that's coming with it. That's part of this. And I think you're actually, one point is the reason they're having to go and import new these people, it's really they're importing voters.
Right.
And I think that the part of it is because people are starting to wake up through the new media, through social media, through some, you know, we are controlling. The right is controlling, is starting to control the narrative on some of these platforms, and that's why you see the backlash. That's why I'm banned on Facebook for 7 days. I got banned for confronting Gavin Newsom and standing up against us. And that's why you see the assault. The left sees that they're losing ground.
Yep.
And that's part of the reason I believe that they're down in Central America. Bringing more people up is to backfill their voter rolls.
Yeah, they want they want serfs, not sovereign citizens.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. And I'm going to try. We got to go to a break in a minute, but and we can go on. But I'm going to try to play that Gavin Newsom clip here after we get back. I'm not sure how much longer Ben can stay with
us. Well, I think we only have him for a couple more minutes. So can we do a break at the bottom of the hour, Ashley, and just keep him on until
then? There
we
go. Perfect.
I believe he has to go to church.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got to jump at 10:30, so I've only got a couple more minutes left. Yeah. But.
All right. Well, I want to bring up your Frontline website, then frontlineamerica.com, and people can go there and learn more about what you have to offer, and they can donate to help the cause to get the word out, and you know whatever else that you are doing as informing people and educating people.
And if they want to come to the meeting tomorrow night, they will be zooming him in. And so you can get more information about what he's doing and what's going on and how to help. And
so you're not Skyping, you're Zooming.
Is Zooming.
As far as I know, we're Zooming. Yeah. it'll be the first time I've done the Zoom. But, you know, it's great that we can do the question and answer and all the rest of it. So, and then I can't wait to be back up there in person. So it'll be a good – I actually was scheduled to speak earlier this year, and that's when the fire came through. We were actually driving up through Oregon when that came through, so we had to reschedule. So God bless the families up there, and especially with the new one at the camp. And so it's God's timing on all of this stuff. But I'm really looking forward to it. Well, and we could even go into that about force management. And this is all, you know, it's all by design.
Yep.
It's all by leftist design to undermine our ability to be sovereign. The title of your show is perfect because that's what the left doesn't want. They don't want sovereign citizens. They don't want sovereign minds. They don't want us to be able to think for ourselves and do for ourselves. We have to rely on the government in order for them to keep their power.
Well, it's kind of like the Cloward Piven thing where they want to overwhelm the system with all this garbage. And, you know, whether it's the immigrants coming over the border, in droves, or whether it's, overwhelming the system with the welfare. You know, I mean, that's another good point on the immigrants is good grief. I mean, you know, it's costing, last thing I heard was like $63 billion. I don't know the real number, but, you know, 63% are on welfare when they get here. I mean, that's not, that's taking away from our country. You know, Gavin Newsom wants free Medicare for everybody in the world. Well, that sounds good, and it sounds really, really nice that everybody should have free medical care, except that it doesn't really work in any real practical, honest system.
Yeah. Yeah, it only works if you're okay with the idea of making everybody impoverished. Mm-hmm. And really, having you. So if everyone has everything, then no one has anything.
Well, what really happens is nobody gets anything, and it shut up and go back to work.
We all become slaves.
And we know that the truth behind that is they say the things that tickle our ears to stay in power. They know these things won't work. Gavin Newsom knows $400 billion. Medicare for all in California doesn't work when our own budget, our general fund, is only $138 billion.
Right.
He knows it doesn't work, but he knows there are enough dumb people out there that will listen to it and keep him in power. And that's really, you know, besides the voter fraud and everything else that's going on, unfortunately, we've got a populace that is still vote, at least in California, for their own pocketbook and for the things that sound good to them, but ultimately fail. And so that's really, and we'll talk about that more tomorrow night, but ultimately Frontline America and our new nonprofit Frontline America Foundation is that's what it's designed to do, is to re-educate the populace and to do strategic targeted messaging to confront these lies that the left has put into people's minds.
Ben, you got about 30 seconds before we hit the break. So, you give it all you got for 25 seconds, and we got to say we'll see you next time.
God bless America. God bless President Trump. God bless you guys. It's time for everybody to stand up across this country in the state of Jefferson. God bless the state of Jefferson. Every sovereign citizen, everybody who believes in the rule of law, loves their family, loves God, it's time for you to stand up. And I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow at the state of Jefferson Tea Party meeting up there.
Thanks, Ben. For coming on. We appreciate it. And now we need to go to a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
ATL. I could listen to that for a while. I like it. Jimmy in the chat room. Guess who?
No, who?
No, the guess who, yes.
Can Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, yeah, who's on first? Guess who's on second? Yes is on third. I'm over here typing, trying to tell Linda that I will pick up the blue cheese in the chat room or on her messenger.
Okay.
All right.
We all needed to know.
Yeah, just in case you needed to know why I was busy.
Blue cheese.
Where you need to have some blue cheese for the dressing. Oh, boy. So we just had Ben on, and that's Ben Berkwam. And he's Norwegian, which is, that's great. I love Norwegians. And
why, of course. I mean, you know.
But I want.
Who's on first?
I know. We probably get to announcements. But I want to play this little clip from Gavin Newsom here, real quick. And this is, you know, I'm not sure exactly where this was at. It's a meeting where he was attending. But some, you know, guy in the crowd who's, you know, citizen is saying that, you know, asking him, do you, you know, take care of Americans first, or does Americans come first? And here's his answer. And I think it's very telling. These mealy mouth, you know, politicians are absolute, you know, I mean, good grief, if it doesn't remind you of the devil talking, because it's like, oh, I'll tell you anything you want to hear. You know, he won't say the truth. It's always half truths, minor, you know, oh, make you feel good, but it's all complete BS.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Okay. And here we go.
Yeah. Can you start putting American citizens in front of
I know where we're going.
Illegal, please?
I put everybody. I have great respect, admiration for people that need help and are struggling. And I absolutely am committed to helping out.
I would just like to see that we put our citizens here and our homeless first.
We put homeless first and then put everybody first. We're going to take care of them.
We're going to put everybody first. The Chinese, I don't know, Afghanis.
Yeah, I mean, what's the definition of that? Everybody first.
In other words, he's not going to commit, he's not going to get it on tape. He doesn't want a soundbite saying, well, we're going to put the illegal aliens first, but he won't say that he's going to put Americans first. So that take from that exactly what he's saying is that, you know, if he won't say that he's going to put Americans first, what he is saying, he's going to put everybody else first. Because he is a political hack. He's an absolute, dyed-in-the-wool, leftist, communist piece of essential BS. I had to catch myself there. You know.
Well, do you think with the voter fraud, maybe we could get rid of him?
Well, I think, and I wanted to bring this up. I was listening to Mark Baird this morning on the way in. I think he's right, you know, is that if everybody would get out there and start to vote, get involved in the system, quit, you know, sitting back, you know, listening to the narrative that you can't win and get involved in this thing, we would win by overwhelming odds. And then the voter fraud and the ballot harvesting wouldn't even matter at that point. The only time the ballot harvesting and who's counting the votes really matters is if it's close.
Well, if we're involved in it more, they're not able to do a lot of that stuff. You know,
well,
if we're involved and we're voting and we're
look what happened when Trump got elected.
Yeah.
The reason that Trump got elected is overwhelmingly in the rural counties they voted Trump overwhelmingly, so they couldn't even, you know, fraudulently take it back through the Democratic Party and count the votes or do their ballot harvesting. They had 2 million, you know, probably fraudulent votes in the state of California only. And they still lost.
Yeah, and it still didn't work.
Right.
You know.
So what it is people have got to pull their big boy pants on, and they've got to show up and vote regardless of what the mainstream fake news tells you who's going to win.
Well, I think with some of the election too, they're even starting to see that it makes a difference. Like, for example, appealing the gas tax, which didn't happen. I mean, it's blatant. You know what I mean? It's starting to get right in everybody's face.
Well, that's it. And then, like I say, and then Jimmy, you know, I mean, Gruesome Newsom, you know, who said, you have to go to the, if you want to see the soundbite, it's on Frontline Facebook. I don't think it's on the frontlineamerica.com, but on Frontline of America's Facebook page, you scroll down there, and I think it's number two. The videos that are up there, even though Ben has been, I've been in Facebook jail so many times that I've, you know, at some point in time you don't even care anymore. You just create another Facebook page and start posting on there. And they've shut down the one page of mine, the one that has 5,000 friends, and I'm just going to build up another one. I'm starting to get more on Twitter, and we'll find another medium, and we just keep posting. They can't stop us, even though they're trying. You know, we find different ways to get around the crap. And so,
well, a lot of people are leaving Facebook. I got it.
Maybe I shouldn't say crap because I get the eye from. I know Ashley's watching me. I feel like I'm feeling insecure. Not really. Hold on.
If that's my theme song, I'm okay with it.
There's another side to her we just found out about.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure which theme we should use.
I think I like Dakota and Feed better.
Well, we try to have fun here at Sovereign Mind Radio, regardless of the evidence to the contrary. Okay, so let's start talking a little bit about the news.
Lack thereof.
The fake news.
Which news should we
talk about, real news or fake news? I'm not sure which, because there's so much fake news that it's hard to figure out which the real news is, because if we could figure out what the real news is, we wouldn't pay attention to the fake news, even though the fake news is all over the news.
Okay.
Just saying.
That's it.
I mean, is it not crazy out there? I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, what, you know, is going on. I mean, from the fake news standpoint, Trump's the devil. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
All Americans are the devil because we don't care about anybody else.
Yeah. So now I got to figure out how to undo what I just did. I accidentally clicked on something and it closed all my windows. Maybe we should go to a break.
If you want to call in and have something to discuss or want to talk to us about, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KZNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Wow.
Is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
His music. Yeah, that's Lynyrd Skynyrd. I know a little. Watched a documentary on them last night. What a good documentary. I didn't know those guys. I knew they died in a plane crash, but yep. I didn't know that there was a bunch of them that lived that yep. were in the plane crash.
I've seen that. Yeah, it's an awesome program.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how, yeah. You know, sitting down and a bunch of people dying around you and you live through it. What a trip. Anyway, let's see. I got most of my tabs back. I got the chat room back up and a few other things. And I don't know what happened. I clicked something and boom, all my tabs were gone. So I had nothing to talk about. So I just stared at my sister.
No, he didn't. And I wasn't going to stare at you either.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I might be making some gestures at some point. I saw,
oh, yeah. Okay. If people even knew. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I posted yesterday. I have to get it up here on this particular one. The meme with what's her name? Ocasio. What's her name? I'm trying to find it here. Hold on. Where she's got a box of Cheerios in front of her. And her box of Cheerios says that she can feed the world. She can end world hunger with these donut seeds.
What?
I'm going to share that over here right now. Yeah, she's got Cheerios and she can end world hunger because she thinks they're donut seeds. But, you know, that's about as dumb as they, as about half the things she says. Excuse me. I just posted that up.
Her and so many on that side.
But, you know, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's New Green Deal would ban all gasoline and coal electricity nationwide in 10 years. And it shows her with a picture of Karl Marx and a big smile on her face. I mean, really? These people, you got to be a rube to believe this crap. You know? I mean, you really do. It's like, oh, gee, let's just get rid of, you know, I'm sure all the leftists are thinking, yeah, let's just get rid of all of our cars and all the electricity in our house in 10 years so that we can live like they do in the caves in Afghanistan. I mean,
or we can be like the Hunger Games.
Oh,
you know, and you get on the treadmill to produce your own electricity.
Oh, we'll achieve complete independence from solar and wind. And no. And I'd like to see half of these people spend a few days out in the woods with no electricity.
Yeah, be off the grid for a while and see what it's like. Yeah,
that's right. No cell phone, no car. You know, let's see how you fare. About 3 days in the woods, these guys would be cured of Marxism.
Yeah, they'd be killing one another.
So, she's got
they
a new...
They wouldn't be all warm and fuzzy with one another after 3 days.
She is actually proposing legislation to change the U.S. economy by requiring 100% of power to be generated from renewable sources, which excludes gasoline, oil, coal, which means they intend to ban all sale and production of oil, gas, coal. California has already passed a law to go 100% renewable in 2025. What happens when we get there and you can't? Go sit down by the creek and fish?
No. Hmm. We all get to move to San Francisco.
She's now, you know, proposes moving the target date to 10 years from now to expand California's bad policies nationwide. The smart grid is also part of the new plan, and new streetlights are the core infrastructure for smart cities because the lights also perform video surveillance.
Imagine that.
Wow, that's comforting. Oh, parking enforcement and traffic control. Kind of like our red flex camera system here, which is complete garbage. And it's just another cash cow for the city overspenders.
Are they even doing that anymore? Because, I mean, I see the cameras, but they're not actually...
Oh, yeah.
Are they actually still taking people's pictures stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and also,
I guess I haven't ran any lights lately.
The smart grid, you know, the parking enforcement, traffic control, security, and area, and they're also a source for Wi-Fi. So it'll be just like China. If they don't like you, just cut off all your lights and the Wi-Fi, and you don't get to drive, and they, you know, take away your freedom because you don't like the new world order.
We're kind of there now.
The new world order.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I want, so they can just turn me off anytime, and you're out of luck.
Another feature of her Green Deal includes upgrades in all buildings for energy efficiency. California estimates the cost to retrofit a home to state requirements at $58,000 a piece. Yeah, that's going to go over big when you got to add another $58,000 into your house just to get compliant with the state and their energy efficient requirements. Because if you don't like it.
Plus your permits and everything. No problem.
Hal.
Yeah.
Stay away from that button, please. Hal. It's like, really? Gary warns. And I guess, who's Gary? Let me get Gary here. The New Deal. You know, blah, blah, blah. Who's Gary? Who the hell is Gary?
I don't know. You're the one that's
I'm reading this thing. It says Gary warns that decarbonization... I don't even see who Gary is.
Maybe it's her imaginary friend.
I don't know. It's just Gary warns.
Her little friend.
It's like the big Gary warns that decarbonization is a plan to pull billions of tons of carbon from the atmosphere, which will be a very serious thing because carbon dioxide is necessary for life. Can you believe these people?
Wow, okay.
These people are living in an alternative universe. Of course, you do realize that, of course, this won't ban it, all this stuff for them because they'll be the ones in control of it. So they'll still have lights at their house and they'll still have...
For a little while.
You know, they'll still have gas in their cars.
What do you think is going to happen when everybody else's lights are off and they don't have gas in their cars?
It won't be a problem to retrofit their homes with $58,000 more of state requirements because they've already stolen the money from you anyway. Wow.
You think people might get a little upset?
I don't
and try
know.
To take their stuff?
I think what you do first, though, is you got to get rid of everybody's guns because you don't want them to fight back. You know, you don't want them to get mad about this because you want them to just be compliant. You know, go right down the path of global New World Order. I'm sorry, the New World Order. and just right down the path to the stinky place called, renewable sources of energy that exclude gas, oil, coal, and anything that actually is used to produce energy.
Anything
other
that
than
you can use for your electricity
to make your life better.
Gas and, yeah,
to make your life better. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Wow. So let me. I just can't even believe I'm reading this crap. We got 4 minutes till top of the hour. The stock market looks like it's not in good shape. I've been saying it for a while, and the bond market, we got an inverted yield on the curve, on the bond curve. I don't know. Are we there? I don't know. Who knows anything? Because we don't live in a real world anymore. We live in a make-believe world of rainbows, lollipops, sunshine, and blowing smoke right up your keister. Because
I don't know. When you go to the store, it's pretty realistic with the prices that you're paying.
Are prices going up?
Prices in the grocery store are going up, but gas is going down considerably.
Well, I don't know. It depends on which station you go to.
I don't know.
Some of these stations are like $5 for diesel.
I paid $3.07.
Oh, really? In Cottonwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, well, I don't know what's going on. Maybe.
And it was $3.19 just the other day. And then, so, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but.
I don't know.
But I know that the prices at the grocery store are going up.
Maybe it's because Trump has been letting the oil pipelines get finished, and they're opening up the oil in the Anwar, I don't know, maybe because we are now the biggest producer of oil in the world, that our gas prices are going down, except in California, where they tax the crap out of us.
Yeah, Ashley's got some prices up over there. I think the national average is like $2.42.
Yeah, that's the national average in other states. California's got to be the highest one at this point, I would think.
Or New York.
National average is $2.42. California average is $3.45.
So we're dollar over.
Our current average is $3.45. A week ago is $3.53. So we are down 8 cents statewide. I am looking up.
Oh, thank
Redding.
God
we'll probably
for
have
that.
To do that after the break.
Thank God for Sacramento. They have our best interest in mind.
Sure they do. With the green energy, with what's her name?
Yeah
with
they love us.
With the person who's planting Cheerios all over the country, just like Johnny Appleseed.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And she's growing donuts.
Redding's current average is $3.46. A week ago is $3.56. A month ago is $3.73. A year ago is $3.24.
It's proof that the Marxism is working. You won't have anything to eat, but you'll at least have gas to get in your vehicle to go out and spend 3 days in the woods trying to figure out how to live without electricity.
No, don't let them come to our woods. I don't want them in my backyard.
Hmm.
They're already here now. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Take them someplace else. Send them to Honduras. Let them check it out. See what it's like.
Well, I guess we're going to go to a break here. It's almost the top of the hour. Maybe we can come back and you've got any announcements to make.
Yeah, we do have some announcements. So stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump will have a new chief of staff when the new year dawns, with the impending resignation of the current chief.
When John Kelly took the job as chief of staff a year and a half ago, President Trump made this prediction.
General Kelly will go down in terms of the position of chief of staff, one of the great ever.
He had early success, credited with imposing order on a chaotic West Wing after his arrival in June 2017. But Kelly's iron fist alienated some longtime Trump allies, and he grew increasingly isolated. As for the president, however, he still describes Kelly this way.
He's a great guy.
No official word yet on a successor, but Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, is reportedly Trump's top choice to replace Kelly. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The storm is spreading snow, sleet, and freezing rain across a wide swath of the South today, millions of people in its path.
Snow and ice can make the scene outside your window look like a holiday card. But don't be fooled. This storm is treacherous, especially if you try to drive in it.
That's North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Officials from Texas to Virginia have declared states of emergency. A trade mission to China by the Canadian province of British Columbia has been canceled because of the detention of a top Huawei executive in Canada. The province says in a statement the decision was made because of the ongoing judicial process involving Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou. She was arrested last week while changing flights in Vancouver and is awaiting possible extradition to the U.S. Prime Minister Theresa May warning lawmakers they could take Britain into, quote, uncharted waters, and trigger a general election if they reject her Brexit deal in a crucial parliamentary vote this week. May is fighting to save her unpopular Brexit plan and her job ahead of a showdown in Parliament on Tuesday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is going to be the best holiday ever!
Sure, I maxed out a couple of credit cards and overdrew a bank account or two, but they're not mine, they're yours! All that online shopping and booking travel you do around the holidays, it can leave you exposed. Yay! Now I have passwords, account info, social security numbers, hundreds of them. I got more lists than Santa. It truly is the most wonderful time of year.
For cyber criminals, the season of giving is the season of taking. Good thing there's LifeLock with Norton. LifeLock helps detect threats to your identity, like your information for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security protects your devices against cyber threats like malware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But thanks to LifeLock with Norton, you don't have to let cyber criminals unhappy your holidays. Get an additional 15% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com now and use promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART to save 15%.
A consensus All-American defensive end at USC who played in the NFL before going on to an acting career has passed away at the age of 72.
Tim Rossovich played at USC from 1965 through 67 and appeared in two Rose Bowls. He was co-captain of the 67 team that won the national championship. He was selected with the 14th pick in the 1968 NFL draft by the Philadelphia Eagles and played linebacker from 68 through 71, getting named to the 1969 Pro Bowl team. He also played for the Chargers in 1972 and the Oilers in 1976. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Heisman Trophy belongs to an Oklahoma Sooners quarterback for the second straight year. Kyler Murray edged out Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa for college football's most prestigious individual honor. It happened last night. The announcement comes 3 weeks before the two men will meet in the CFP semifinals. News and analysis at townhall.com. The designer boutiques of Manhattan and Paris are feeling the chill of a Chinese economic slowdown.
The slowdown is jolting brands such as Louis Vuitton and Burberry that increasingly rely on Chinese customers who spend $90 billion a year on jewelry, clothes, and other high-end goods. The industry already is facing pressure to keep up as China's big spenders, mainstays for American and European retailers, buy more at the spreading networks of luxury outlets in their own country. Recently, Tiffany & Company showed how much well-heeled Chinese tourists matter to retailers abroad. Its shares fell 12% after its CEO said they were spending less. Jeremy House reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 9th. It's a birthday for some notable people, including iconic actor Kirk Douglas. He's 102 years old today. Actress Dame Judi Dench is 84. Football Hall of Famer Dick Butkus is 76. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Well, they cheated you like a dog, babe. You were the one who had made it so clear all those years ago. Talking all about how to give, they don't act with much honesty.
Well, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media community, radio for the North State. And, wow, the chat room's kind of jumping today. We've got a lot of people going on in there. We got, I wanted to address the gas prices in Europe. And this comes from the fake news, so that's probably twice as bad. Ashley, what are the gas prices in Europe?
In the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, we have $6.48 per gallon. And this is all of these numbers I'm about to give are U.S. dollars per gallon.
Wow.
France in Paris is $5.54. In Frankfurt, Germany, $5.57. London is the highest of that set with $5.79 per gallon.
Yeah, I want to kind of clear something up, too. You know, this isn't about, gas prices in Europe, okay? I'm looking at a breaking news story. Looks like I got all my tabs back, and now they're in double frames. So I have to sort these out a little bit. But this is breaking. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Yellow vest protesters attacked EU Parliament building in Brussels, Belgium. So this yellow vest protests over there in Europe are becoming widespread because this isn't about the gas prices. That is a symptom of what this is about. This is about they're tired of the new world order. They're tired of the European Union. They've had enough of this crap of, no sovereignty and all the power vested in these, a bunch of idiots in, the parliament building in Belgium, in Brussels. I mean, they're running everything out of for the EU, their European Union, and, basically what it is it's another scheme to oppress everybody and to take away their rights and their sovereignty, and you don't want to have any nationalism. Oh, man, that's not good that you actually care about your country. You need to care about the everybody in the world, workers of the world, unite.
Yeah. Wow. And you can see how happy the people are becoming over it.
Yeah. According to the BBC, confrontations took place after 8,000 protesters gathered in the city center. More than 500 people have been taken into custody. France is on fire, if you haven't noticed. I mean, they're burning stuff over there. They're not just a little upset about the gas prices. They're freaking pissed about this whole thing. They're tired of these people in the cities running all the rural areas. Gee, that sounds so eerily familiar.
Telling them what they can do, when they can do it, how they
can
do it.
Taking away their rights. Yeah. Wow.
And their freedoms.
Maybe they need to have the state of Jefferson in France. Wow. No? Maybe. Maybe we should call them up, And... ha, ha, ha. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, this thing's kind of getting out of control. This, world chaos, dogs and cats living in sin together.
Yeah, all over because of their agenda, the leftists.
The leftist agenda works really well.
It's not working anywhere, folks.
Yeah, it's not really working at all.
Yeah.
And as prices go up and, you know, the central bank keeps printing money worldwide, and they're all working in coordination so that we can all have a happier life. Here, would you like a lollipop?
I want the rainbow.
Would you like some candy?
No, thank you.
It's like, would you
like to take a bite of this apple, my dearie?
No.
Nah.
No.
Not today.
Yeah, the golden stinky apple that turns you into sleeping ugly. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's the real
thing. The apple probably came from San Francisco.
Ah, we have a caller on the line. Thanks for bailing us out.
Good morning, Nick.
Are you there, Nick?
Good morning. I'm doing as good as I can with the little tiny bit I have left to work with.
Hey, that's all we got.
Hey, you know, you were talking about the yellow vest rebellion over there. Do you know where they get the yellow vests?
No, I actually don't. I haven't done any research on it at all. I've just been sort of
every car
headlines.
Is required to have a yellow vest in it in case they have a breakdown or something.
Hmm.
So it's not something they just went out and sewed up a bunch of yellow vests, and these are normal car owners. The thing that has prompted this is the overtaxation and how they're using the taxes, and you've got to play into it all the migrants, the Muslims that are invading those countries, too.
Yeah.
You know, those people have to be getting sick and tired of that, just like we're getting sick and tired of the transients around here.
Well, I mean, you know, the real deal is that government is running the show to the point of stupidity, and they have an agenda, and it's not our welfare or benefit. It's just like what Gusum Newsom said on the on his little clip. He doesn't care about the American citizens. He's not going to put him first. Well, they're doing that across the board, you know, and let's just let every Muslim in the world who thinks that Sharia law is the best way to go and get rid of everybody's rights, and it's okay if they rape your women in the street because, hey, they're Muslims. They're entitled to that, and if you don't like it, you should probably be stoned or crucified.
And people don't seem to realize it, but it's coming here. Look at Dearborn, Michigan. There was that Muslim gal, the first Muslim elected to the House, and she was sympathetic to the Jewish people in some way when she ran, and she turned around and completely went the opposite direction once she got in.
Well, we're just alarmists. We're just those alarmist nutcases that wear the tinfoil hats and report stuff that, you know, CNN says is just crazy.
Yeah, but getting back to French, you know, that's exactly what California has done to its citizens. They've made it to where, you know, the private business can't survive anymore.
That's why they're leaving.
That's why they're leaving.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
And the gas tax is just the final straw that broke the camel's back.
Well, I mean, they can't print money in Sacramento. All they can do is steal it. So that's where we're at.
They do a pretty darn good job
of
it,
do
you?
For us.
Yep, absolutely.
So anyway, I wanted to talk about education a little bit. It seems like you guys need something to talk about. You want to talk about education?
Let's do it, Nick. Let's do it.
Okay, well, it occurred to me, you know, I think it was Hillary that was going to forgive all the student loans.
Yeah.
Yeah? You know, well, look for that to come back up in 2020.
Oh, I thought that was Bernie. Wasn't that Bernie?
I don't know. I can't keep all the stupid people separated.
You
know, who cares which one it was? But, you know, the fact is, you know, they take and fleece all these kids for these student loans, and they say they're going to forgive them. Well, how is the colleges going to pay for their lavish pensions and their high salaries and all their benefits if they don't have the student loans coming in? There's no way they'll ever forgive those student loans. And if they did forgive them, well, you know, they all come from the taxpayers, so they're just writing a debt free that we've loaned them the money to get educated, and they didn't get an education.
Wow.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
There's no way they can ever forgive them student loans. That's just a talking point. Now, I've got sitting in front of me right now, as we speak, a 1895 eighth grade exit exam from Kansas. Here's a question. that these kids had to answer to leave eighth grade. Define verse, stanza, and paragraph. What are the principal parts of a verb? Give principal parts of do, lie, lay, and run. Okay, here's arithmetic. Find the interest rate of $512.60 for 8 months and 18 days at 7%. These kids didn't have a calculator.
They actually had to think.
What is the cost of 40 boards, 12 inches wide, 16 feet long, at $20 per thousand?
I'll have that right for you in a minute. Here.
Yeah. Find bank discount on $300 for 90 days, no grace, at 10%. Yeah, really. You're an accountant.
Hey,
that
I
ought to
talk
be
about,
easy for you.
I want to talk about Tupac Shakur instead.
Yeah, there you go. Here's geography. What is climate? Upon what does climate depend?
Change.
Name all the republics in Europe and give their capital.
Oh, that's easy.
Why is the Atlantic colder than the Pacific at the same latitude? Yeah. Now, you listen to those, and then you go find an exit exam for eighth grade or even high school, and you're going to be hard-pressed to find.
Do they even have them anymore?
Do you got a link?
I don't think they have them anymore.
Do you got a link to that? Can you send me that link or put it in the chat room, Nick?
Well, no, I'm not sitting at the computer. All I did was Google 1905 eighth grade exit exam, and this popped up 1895.
That's what I'm going to know, 5 eighth grade examination.
Yeah, eighth grade, put in 1900 or 1895. There's others that pop up, too. This is just the one I managed to get the printer to print. It doesn't pay attention to me. It's got its own mind.
I got one out of Salina, Kansas.
I got the 1895 grade test.
Yeah.
But, you know, you take a look at this and then you compare how they've dumbed us down and how well we treat our teachers, how well we treat the administration. You look at their benefits and their pensions, and you know what? They're not representing us anymore. This is the royalty class of America. Excuse me?
You don't understand. Some of those teachers, they say they don't make enough money. You ought to see some of them. They're complaining that they don't get enough money, that they need more money and more benefits for what they do.
Well, if we gave them more money, maybe they'd try harder. Do you suppose?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's the answer.
You know, a guy told me logging one time, he says, you can't give a cull a raise and expecting to be a good man. All you're going to have is an overpaid cull.
That's right.
Wow, here's a good one. Write a bank check, a promissory note, and a receipt.
Yeah, that's the same one I got here.
Wow, how many people can do that? Write a bank check, a promissory note,
that's what I got,
and a receipt.
Yes.
They can't even write half of them.
Yes, and if
they can't do it on their phone or computer, they can't actually write the letters.
I like this one. How do you account for the extremes of climate in Kansas? Too many leftist politicians were elected?
Yeah, but, you know, it's no wonder our country is going in the direction it's going because we have an uneducated population. And even the educated population aren't educated. I've said for a long time there's a lot of uneducated people that have a college degree.
Yeah, well, just because you have a degree doesn't mean that you're educated.
Yeah, I'm a professor in avoidance of classroom activities.
There you go. My son went through high school. He brags about never doing homework, and he got through it.
Yeah, I got an A plus in cheating. Yeah, you don't have to know the answers. You just have to know where to get the answers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I really worry for our country when it comes to these Muslims. What people don't realize is the Muslims start building something for 5 or 6 generations down the line. They're not going to realize the profits of their labors. Their great-great-grandchildren will. Whereas we want our gratification right now. I want to be paid on payday.
Yep.
And, you know, it's all me, 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 and greed.
Where's my check? Where's my check?
That's right. That's just tearing us apart. I mean,
you owe me.
Look at the city of Reading when you've got the city manager making over $350,000 a year. You know, you go to Transparent California and click in Dunsmuir. I did a couple of years ago, and their city manager was making $105,000. That was just his salary, not the benefits included. Can you imagine that, Dunsmuir?
Wow.
Well, speaking, you know, the past city council said that, you know, you had to pay more money in order to get quality workers, like we were talking earlier.
Here's another question. Relate the causes and results of the Revolutionary War.
There you go.
I mean, how many people, if we went on the street, went out and talked to them and asked them, what was the cause of the Revolutionary War? And they'd probably go, what's that?
I was going to say, just ask them, what was the Revolutionary War? They probably couldn't answer that one.
And who did we fight?
I'll tell you who not to ask is Mark Baird. You'd be there for 2 hours.
He would give you a history lesson you would never forget.
I meant that as a compliment. He is such a fantastic speaker. It is just unbelievable. In fact, I donated $100 to buy 2 tickets to the prime rib dinner up there in Wairika so they can give them to somebody else to go listen to him.
Well,
that was real nice of you, Nick, to do.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
awesome.
That's my way of backing his lawsuit, and maybe that'll spark an interest in somebody.
Well, you know, I think the interest is getting sparked, and I'm trying to get that flyer up here.
Did you notice on this test, too, it's all timed?
Oh, yeah.
It says, you know, 1 hour, you have 1 hour for this section, 1.25 hours for that section.
Yeah, but you know what? If somebody's batteries ran out of their computer, I'm sure they'd stop the time while they run down to Costco and get them some more batteries and get them in there.
Oh, yeah, sure they would.
Now the question would be, how many skins do you need in Fortnite in order to accomplish your goal of eliminating the other team?
I don't think they even do word problems
and
stuff.
I got one here, and there's some words in here I can't even pronounce.
That's funny.
Well, it's the truth.
I was looking.
Maybe we need to go back to school.
We need to get a flyer on this.
On the fundraiser on January 12th up in Wairika for the prime rib dinner.
Yep.
I can give a phone number, but that will be up in Wairika, and it's a prime rib dinner. And if you're interested, I just had the phone number. Hang on.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just going through Sally's page, and you know, it shows a woman in the protest over there in France, and you know, basically the image of a French woman during the Yellow Vest protest, and you know, it says, "Look at what you were doing to us. You should be ashamed of yourself. We don't hate you. You should be with us for the people, for France, for our homeland, for our nation. We want our country back. We are tired of globalism." I'm sure that was on CNN.
Yeah.
I wonder what would happen if we started rioting like that, if our armed forces would pull down on us.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
I have some phone numbers for the dinner while we were talking about that. If you're interested in buying tickets for the dinner, you can call 227-6729 or 227-6728.
Go buy a ticket and tell Mark Baird to invite somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you have it. Very good.
And again, that's on January 12th.
Yeah, I was just thinking about what you said about the police. You know, remember when they were trying to get UN troops in here before? Okay. Everybody said, "Oh, you're just a nut. You're just a nut job." They would never do that.
I was sitting at Sims Road up here with my wife here a couple years ago. Having a picnic and enjoying the river, and along comes a train, and it's got all kinds of UN tanks on it. They had barrels on them. Boy, I wondered where they were going.
Yeah. You know, it's just like this whole last week of the Bush thing. I've just kept shutting it off because, you know something, I don't think Bush was that great of an American. Yeah, he fought in the war. Maybe he was even patriotic. But his idea was this globalism. He was another part of the New World Order. You know, I mean, and everybody, all the mainstream media, they all loved him, you know, all of them at the, you know, and The real deal for me was that how many times did he say that we're looking for a new world order to be put together? I mean, that just doesn't matter. You know, I mean, this idea that all of a sudden they have a love affair with, you know, HG, whatever, HW, what is his, what is it?
GHW.
Oh, is it? So, good grief. How can you even get that confused?
I was reading on the flyer. HW.
There you have it. George H.W. Yeah. Bush. I think he's not a hero as far as I'm concerned. He's selling our country out for the globalists, or he was. I mean, you know, he wasn't that great. Read my lips. He wasn't that great of a guy. I guess, you know, you just have to, it doesn't matter, you're president, you get honored, I get it. But at the same time, this idea that he was just such a staunch conservative is complete crap.
Yeah. All right. So I have the flyer for the Second Amendment fundraiser up in Yreka.
We got to get you in here, Nick, so we can actually hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I can hardly hear him.
Oh, is that right? I'm sorry. I was going to say I quit going to funerals unless I honestly have respect for the person.
Right.
And, you know, there's a lot of people I don't have any respect for. And I just can't sit there and chew on something and try and find something nice to say about somebody when it's not true. So I just... You know, my mom used to tell me, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything. It took a long time for me to learn that lesson, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, I was always told when I was a kid, if you haven't got something nice to say, don't say nothing at all. But I don't think that applies to political, you know, discourse.
Well, in the political arena, you got to kind of look past the person and do some investigating and find out behind the scenes what they've done or haven't done.
Nice to say to somebody, you guys went out back and settled it. Now it's against the law.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Go ahead and do the flyer, sis.
Okay, so, wow. It's going to be on January 12th. It's up in Yreka at 112 East Minor Street. That's at the Miners Inn Convention Center up in Yreka, and individual seats are $50 each, a table of eight for $400, pre-sales only because it is a prime rib dinner, so you need to get your tickets. Again, that is January 12th. The doors open at 5 p.m., and you can call Mark at 227-6729 or Cindy at 227-6728.
I wonder if I can get somebody to post that onto my Facebook page so I have that available.
I got it on my Messenger. I don't know if you can. Yeah, I can post. Can I for Messenger? I'll try it and see if I can get it over. But yeah, Sally sent that to me.
Oh, I see. I see. I see it on the chat room. I'm gonna go ahead and try to copy the link here.
Hey, yeah. Mark.
Yep.
Did you see where Comey was in front of Congress?
Yes. I'm sorry. We got a bad problem with the phones and our microphones here, so I can't say anything too loud. But, yeah.
I hear me just fine right over the radio. You know, he admitted that Peter Strzok and his girlfriend, Lisa Page, wrote the exoneration for Hillary Clinton.
Right. Helped write it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, in essence, took the fifth over 100 times by not answering questions.
I've got it right here. This is Mark Meadows' transcript from yesterday's Comey's interview. Includes, okay, so he said, I don't know 166 times. I don't remember 71 times. I don't recall 8 times. And now you're saying that he took the fifth 100 and something times?
No, that's his. I read where that C just will be taking the fifth when he does.
Oh, okay.
That.
So that's what the transcript says, is that he doesn't know, 166 times. He don't remember 72 times, and I don't recall 8 times. And yeah, he looks like he's interested in getting to the bottom of everything, doesn't he?
Oh boy. Well, you know, I read where Congress actually had a room, more or less a cell, until about the late 1800s, and if they weren't getting the answers they wanted, that they put the person in the cell there, you know, more or less arrested them, and you're staying here till you decide to answer our questions. I think we should bring that back. I'd love to see a little burner in there with a 5-gallon bucket for a toilet, and when you decide you want to start answering questions, we're here to listen.
I think that you are absolutely spot on. These people need to be held their feet to the fire until they start squawking.
Well, it's a sad state of affairs when our public employees can get away without answering questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, we probably should go to a break here real quick. And
hey, I'm happy to talk to you. Thank you for having me on.
All right.
You bet.
Thanks
for calling in.
It.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
That's all right.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I was feeling the blues, I was watching the news, when this fella came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proven that heartaches are healed by the sea. Well, that got me going without even knowing, and I backed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll, and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna. So bring me two pina coladas. I want one for each hand. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Over never leave dry land.
Why not?
I need a drink.
Well, yeah, one for each hand. We're almost out of 18.
I need
we'll
a drink.
Keep it up, you know?
Oh, boy. I want to talk a little. I got several things I want to talk about. I want to get to the stomach turning ballot harvesting that enabled Democrats to walk off with the election in California. But first, we do have a caller.
We have Lori on the line. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, I was going to maybe kind of chime in on the topics you're already mentioning with a website I've sometimes visited. And as you guys know, there's no perfect website. There's always going to be maybe a partial half-truth, or there's enough to kind of put it together. Last night I was listening to a three-hour broadcast of The Other Side of Midnight, and I took, I think, 40, 50 pages of notes. So I was hoping to get through it before calling you, but I will give you this synopsis. There are city-states that are London, the Vatican, and Washington, D.C., they have very special parameters, guidelines. City of London is known for finance, money. I'm sure, Mark, you know all about the all of that part of it. It's a square mile.
The Bank of England, the notorious Bank of England.
Yes, and they don't have to pay taxes. They have their own courts, their own laws, their own flag, their own private police.
Yep.
They have 2,000 police for just 9,000 inhabitants. There's assigned people.
Well, so, yeah. You know the old saying, I care not who writes the laws as long as I have control of the money supply, the Rothschilds.
Right, and who else is sick of seeing the royal family on these stupid rag magazines at the grocery store? I'm sick of it.
I try not to go to the grocery store if I can help it.
We can't grow anything, Mark, so I have to be at the grocery store. Yes, the Bank of England, privately owned. They're not subject to regulations, and it's just screwy. So the second city-state, I meant to say, the Vatican. Let's look at that. They have assets largest in the planet, whether it's oil, weapons, shell companies, General Electric, Bethlehem Steel. The Vatican is the world's largest owner of private property, apparently, and the gold reserves. So, again, you guys have covered so much the pedophile, the creepiness of the church, and just there's a whole mind control going on because, there again, they have a very separate parameter. They have their own... They're running like their own planet, basically.
Yeah.
And the final city that they're outlining as a city-state, and this is under the tab here on stopthecrime.net in case people are trying to look at this if they're on computer. I'm on the tab called USA Inc., and you have also covered this. Are we, a debt? We're not even a government anymore of the United States. We're an incorporation. This is why we have, cities called Incorporated City of fill-in-the-blank. So,
well, they set them up that way, and it's part of the, 501c process, in the tax code to set up as a, a corporation, and they have guidelines just like a nonprofit or a regular corporation. And so, it's just a way of doing business. I don't think that our government itself is not a corporation. It's just it's supposed to be running according to the Constitution, as a document that gives it its power, but it's completely out of control to the point of stupidity at this point that it no longer, it's hanging by a thread, the fact that we have any rights at all.
Well, and this is why I'm like chasing my own tail half the time because I am trying to get to the...
It's hard to get to the bottom of things when there's so much disinformation.
Yeah, really. And then go to DuckDuckGo, go to Bing. Maybe I'll try Google, but that's like crazy.
Well, and there's so much.
You got to find some websites, and you got to read, and you got to think for yourself. I mean, we were just talking about the Bank of England, and I pulled up this story. This is from Reuters. You got to vet stuff. But this is Venezuelan officials seek meeting with the Bank of England over gold repatriation of the what these guys are doing is two high-ranking Venezuelan officials are traveling to London with plans to meet with the Bank of England over repatriating $550 million in gold held in the bank's coffers, according to two sources with knowledge of the situation. So you think about that. Why? Gold is just an obscure resource that doesn't have any value, except that Venezuela wants the Bank of England to give theirs back, and they're saying, no, we don't want to. What are you going to do with it?
This reminds me as a very young child trying to figure out the first time you play Monopoly. You're like, what are the rules? No, that's not what the board says. I'm just trying to...
It's true.
Flips the board and goes home.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
It was depending on who was teaching you what the rules were.
Well, it depends on who's reading the rules.
Yeah.
Or the ones that let me help you with your cards. No, don't play that card.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You just lost all your hotels. Do you want them back? Sorry.
Oh my God, this isn't funny, but this is this is what I can relate to. So. Yeah, and what, 1 in 1,000 people only know what the CFR stands for, the Council of Foreign Relations? It's, again, back to the history books, back to the monuments, back to destroying any tad shred of memory of what's happened. And if Paris 1919, the 30s, I mean, you can look all this up, that something very severe happened. And,
I just want to know what the top 10 hits of Taylor Swift are.
Well, you have fun with that.
Focus on the holidays again and go into this deep sleep of eggnog and whatever you put in your eggnog. Come on.
Listen, Lori,
we have another caller.
It's Mark Baird. So,
and be judicial on it. Watch something called The Swamp, 8 minutes, and it's not a horror movie about swampies. It's about the good people elected to office. They're in shock. They're stunned that they could be the crappiest staffers. And whatnot. I still have to finish watching it. But this is why our local people that just won their elections, be aware. Things might be in your way, even though you went in with a good heart and soul. That's my point.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Very
we appreciate
good.
It. Do we want to take the caller now, or do we want to go to a break and get him on the other side?
We can take him now. Why not?
Right, I mean, good morning, Mark.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, I wanted to bring up a point that's along your topic. As you know, I spent 28 years flying all over the world as for a military contract company, and I just wanted to emphasize something that you're already talking about. In a lot of the third world, in a lot of the undeveloped parts of the world, and some parts of what are supposedly the developed world, you can be walking down the street on a crowded day, and someone will come out of a side alley and kill someone with a brick and then stand there robbing them, and the people walking up and down the street won't even slow down to see what's going on. Dakar, Senegal, parts of Tripoli, heck, parts of Cairo. I've been in Cairo and hijacked by a taxi cab, and the guy tried to help hold me up for money in addition to the cab fare, and he had four or five friends waiting at the same time. I mean, look, the thing that separates us from the rest of the world is rule of law, not rule by law, but rule of law that's equal to everyone. And it is very important. What's going on in France, people ought to be paying attention to. Look, they're protesting over 20 cents a gallon. We pay a buck a gallon more than anybody else in the country so that we can save the world so the Chinese can continue to burn as much coal as they want to. We're not immune to these things. And unless we have constitutional liberty, we're never going to be immune to them.
Well, I got to agree with you. I mean, the real deal is that, you know, the world has to wake up to the fact that, you know, the system that we put in place with our founding fathers, they were geniuses. They were brilliant. They put in a place and system where equal protection under the law applied to everybody, and we all had rights, and our government was limited and enumerated so that it couldn't get completely out of control, kind of like it has been worldwide.
They totally understood why it had to be that way.
And if we allow that system, that God-given system, to die, shame on every single one of us. Shame on us.
Well, it's going to get ugly. I mean, I'm looking at the, and I wanted to bring this up while I got you on the line. You know, I'm looking at the American Thinker here, and the title of this article is "The Stomach-Turning Ballot Harvesting That Democrats Have Enabled Them to Walk Off with the California Elections." And this goes to exactly what we're talking about. They passed a new law. It's AB 1920, a law that actually permits anyone, to walk in and hand in ballots. Anyone can turn in ballots now, no questions asked, no chain of custody required, you know, and so, you know, I was listening to you earlier on the State of Jefferson show, and, you know, the real deal is that works if it's close, and maybe if it's not even close anymore, but if we've got so many people out there who are not voting, who are not participating, you know, like 8 million gun owners in California, it doesn't matter what's going on until they actually start participating in government, and then we can overwhelm, and it doesn't matter how bad they cheat.
Well, quite frankly, that is the point of this. We're trying to restore a God-given enumerated right. Yes, that's true. But we're also making a point in the demonstration that people have, in other words, this isn't all bad news. This is good news. This is the people using the power they've always had to restore an enumerated right that we should have never let go to begin with, and we can do it. And if we can do that, we can do anything. We have the power. We've always had the power. All we have to do is get off our lazy butts and use it.
Right. Yeah. Yep, I agree.
That's true.
Thank you, guys. I love your show, and I love the work you're doing, and God bless you all, and Merry Christmas, and please, please, if you can come to the event, please come.
I'll be there.
We will be there.
Yep, we'll be there.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
All right, thanks,
all right,
Mark.
Thanks, Mark, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry about all the fluctuation on the phone, but
yeah,
we're doing
really
our best here. I know Ashley's
it.
Really working the dials
over there. But I have a really hard time hearing things.
Let's go to a break, and we'll come back, and we got about 15 minutes to the end of the show.
All right, if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The things that This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas from all of us at True Life Church. We pray that you have a wonderful celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. This is a great country that from the beginning was established with freedom of religion, a freedom to worship God as you choose. We are very thankful for the Constitution and its rule of law, and we offer a sincere thank you to the men and women who are willing to give their life and live their life to keep this country free. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm here with Dr. Premalit Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460. On Monday, we welcome Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's find out from Brian what happens when the Democrat supermajority starts to lean on us up in the North State. Also, Shasta College with the latest on their athletic program. All of this Monday here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I could sing.
Yeah, oh, I was gonna say.
Crap happens. Ah, shut up.
But actually, beat me to it.
Don't quit your day job.
I think this is my day job.
That is her day job. Try again behind door number one.
Okay, well.
But I'm glad you don't want me to quit.
I don't want
well,
you to quit.
No.
Do I have a sound over here?
No,
no,
we cut you off.
I don't want my sound back. There we go.
Cut it, Ashley. Hit the button. Give him the delay.
Good evening. Welcome to Sovereign Mind Radio. Don't let CNN suck the blood out of your news items.
Wow.
Okay,
have,
never
they
mind.
Have.
Yeah, they probably already have.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. I got this one here. Let me see if I can get this up here. Clinton nightmare. Chief executive or chief financial officer of the Clinton Foundation turns government informant on crime family. This comes from the...
No, they're not a crime family, are they?
Evidently, there was a article... The American Thinker reported that John Solomon of the Hill reveals a story that has been percolating for a long time but has been kept tightly under wraps because of the serious, that is what serious prosecutors do, especially when grand juries are poring over evidence and issuing indictments that remain sealed until the right moment comes. The trigger for the story coming out now is probably the House subcommittee hearing scheduled next week by Mark Meadows, chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, while the GOP can still set the agenda of the House hearings. The GOP-led congressional subcommittee is planning to hold a hearing next week to review the John Huber work, the special U.S. attorney named a year ago to investigate all things Clinton. So I don't think we've heard the last of this.
You mean they may actually be doing their job and collecting the information?
Yeah, I don't know. Boy, we're on a race to the finish here. It turns out that the whistleblower inside and outside the whistleblowers inside and outside the Clinton Foundation have amassed 6,000 pages of evidence attached to a whistleblower submission filed secretly more than a year ago with the IRS and the FBI. Among the evidence can be found those reviews flag serious concerns about legal compliance, improper commingling of personal and charitable businesses, and quid pro quo promises made to donors while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. I don't know. I got my hopes up here a little bit, but we'll see what happens. Crazy days indeed.
Maybe because they're getting hit on all sides now, because you got Judicial Watch that's in the, hammering the Clintons.
I just hope that someday we have the Constitution reinstated as the law of the land and we actually start prosecuting people who break the law, whether they're Democrats or Republicans or conservatives.
Yeah, should have nothing to do with it.
You think?
And, it's the way it's supposed to be anyway,
Wow.
But the House of Cards could come tumbling down at some point for some of them.
Yeah, I don't know. And sometimes you just go, what the heck's going on? And are we going to come out of this a tailspin, or are we going to actually get through this? I think we are, but, man, I'll tell you what, you can't watch the mainstream news about anything and get any kind of actual information that actually makes sense to, we have a caller?
No, I don't think so.
Sorry. I was laughing at Jimmy in the chat room. Boris Karloff. No, it wasn't Boris Karloff. That was Dracula. That was Bela Lugosi. Boris Karloff. Let's see. I could do a Boris Karloff, I think, but it wouldn't be. I have to think about that for a second.
Was it before there was actual? During the silent movie time or afterwards?
Damn it, shut up.
I'm just saying.
You got me laughing so much, I don't think I can do a Boris Karloff right now, although I know I can do a Boris Karloff. He talks like the Frankenstein thing. Anyway. Let's get out of Bela Lugosi and
all right, before we get out of here, I do want to remind everybody about Wreaths Across America Saturday at noon out at the cemetery. And, bring the family. It's a good time. The program starts at noon. And, again, that's out at Igo Cemetery.
I was working in the lab late one night. That's Boris Karloff.
That sounds like the.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
The vampire off of Sesame
That's right.
Street.
He did the mash. He did the monster mash.
Yeah.
That was Boris Karloff. I finally got it to come out. It was a graveyard smash. Shut up. Okay, I guess
we're now we're back to the silent movies, folks.
No, those weren't silent. Come on. Mash good. And it's not even Halloween, although it feels like it a lot.
Yeah, you looked outside lately.
Well, we got Christmas coming. We're going to do our Christmas show pretty soon. Good grief, it's like the 9th of December right now, and Christmas is barreling down upon us.
Yes.
Pretty...
I'm sorry. I am so ready for it to just be the new year.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I just am. And it's going to be a good year. More people are doing what they need to do, and, we keep on fighting, but, hey.
Yeah,
come a long ways already, folks.
Yeah, we can celebrate the new year with, something. I'm not sure what. Maybe indictments. Indictments in the new year would be
a tequila in each hand. I'm a pina colada. I mean, you know, we could do
one,
a lot.
Yeah, exactly. I got to bring up these bank laundering things. I mean, Wells Fargo's been in the news so much lately about they are just crooked as a dog's hind leg. But no, now we've got HSBC. They're a longtime compatriot and compadre. They're all thick as thieves. I mean, come on. How much evidence do you have to see? Now we've got HSBC long, and here's the headline. Let me get in here and let's see where this is actually coming from. This is Business News exclusive. U.S. probe of China's, Hua includes, and that's HSBC, includes of bank fraud. Chinese telecom giant, Huawei Technologies, chief financial officer was arrested as part of the U.S. investigation into alleged scheme to use global banking system to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran, according to people familiar with the probe. So, you can't make this stuff up.
Aren't they the ones that you have to pay through the IRS is HSBC too? And
no, IRS is J.P. Morgan Chase. You can go to Chase. Yeah.
It's hard telling them
kind
apart.
Kind of the same thing, you know.
I'm just saying, yeah.
Here's
not
a crook,
that there
there's
would be
a crook, everywhere's a crook, everywhere's a bankster, you know, I mean... In 2012, HSBC entered to, paid $1.92 billion and entered into a deferred prosecution agreement with the same U.S. prosecutor's office for violating U.S. sanction and money laundering. So, the same office. It's just the same story. Nobody ever goes to jail. Nobody ever gets prosecuted. You just pay them off, and they probably made like $100 billion on the transaction, and they had to pay a paltry $1.92 billion, entered into a deferred prosecution agreement. They're deferring prosecution. Who's running the show? Oh, say HSBC gets to dictate, the U.S. prosecutor's office. Oh, don't worry about money laundering. We'll defer the prosecution.
So
just pay us the money.
If we do that, Bribe can we get it. Deferred?
No.
Oh, dang it. I thought maybe we could get deferred,
no.
too. Same thing should apply.
You're gonna get deferred, but it's not a deferred from prosecution that's gonna happen. You're just gonna get deferred.
Deferred someplace else.
I think
huh?
it's more like deferred. I don't know. We got Rottenstein, in the news as well. Cleared Clinton in the past. And then another article here on Adam Schiff. I like the way President spelled his name in his tweet. It was S-C-H-I-T-T instead of S-C-H-I-F-F, which would be instead of shift. She's hovering again like a ninja. She reminds me of, that.
Grasshopper?
No, of that. What was that? The Last Samurai.
See, that's all Japanese karate and all and such. I studied Kung Fu, which is Chinese.
Oh, Kung Fu. And
Now you know.
We know.
I learned Kung Fu, Jiu-Jitsu, Taekwondo,
quite a combination.
Bukkado and a bunch of other Japanese words. And
I
was ordering sushi.
Okay. I'm going to leave that one alone.
We made her giggle. That's good. I like that.
I giggle all the time.
She giggled.
My mic just is rarely open when that happens.
Yeah. So, getting back to our quest for... we got 1 minute left. We're just about there. Sorry. I guess we'll have to talk about it next week. But, we hope that you have some great holidays. We hope you're out there shopping and getting all your goodies.
And being safe out there.
Being safe out there. And good grief, you were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. And government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this has been KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Have a great week.
Working with my hands. Oh. The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.